We are on time. So, folks, if people could take their seats, the hotel is bringing in another 10 or so chairs, so there should be seats for everybody. And if we need to, tomorrow we can overflow into the room behind us, but it's busy tonight. So it'll be a little cozy, but, you know, a lot of what we're doing is trying to get to know each other better. So sit next to somebody you don't know or somebody you don't like. And try and work it out. Okay, folks, if everyone could try and settle in. While we're beginning here, as you all know in the back there, our people with equipment are here to do the webcast. And apparently everything is all set up and ready to go, and the hotel has been wonderful. But apparently there's some problem with AT&T.
There sure is.
Gina, how could that happen? I thought these things are supposed to work. Anyway, so the webcast is not ready to go yet. But we will be recording it, so then hopefully the portion that doesn't get webcast live will get webcast later. And it is being recorded now. But I thought it made sense to not wait and to not delay, because we don't know how long it's going to take to straighten out AT&T. So, folks, we need... let me just quickly say... let me do this first and then say a few other things. We have a sign-up sheet. What we're going to do tonight, several people have... first let me introduce myself. My name is Leslie Kagan. I'm the chair of the interim board of Pacifica. Some people still think I'm the interim chair of the board. Thank you. Most of the people on the board who are coming this weekend are in the room. There are a few that have flights in later tonight, so they're not here yet, a few who couldn't come. Why don't we do a quick round of introductions from the people who are here. If you could just say who they are and what city they're from, that would be great. We'll start with George as soon as he swallows.
Maybe we should start the other
one. We could start with Rob.
Here's George Barnstone.
I'm sorry. My name is George Barnstone. I'm the Houston representative. One of the three, I beg your pardon.
Big job today. I'm Rob Robinson. I'm a representative from WPFW in Washington, D.C.
Jabari Zakia, WPFW, listening area.
Carol Spooner from KPFA area.
And again, I'm Leslie Kagan from New York.
Janice K. Bryant, New York.
David Furtig, the local advisory board representative from Southern California, KPFK.
Rayla Forrest, WBAI, New York City.
Dan Coughlin, executive director.
Okay, and as I said, a few other folks should be coming in later this evening. Pete Bramson is not able to join us, and Teresa Allen also is not able to join us this weekend. So, but we will bring them up to speed as soon as we can after the weekend. What we are doing, several people have asked what the agenda is for this weekend. Agenda items 1 through 10 are bylaws, and then 11 through 18 are bylaws. The agenda for the weekend is the bylaws. And what we're going to do, the way we'd like to handle this, is to spend about an hour, maybe an hour and a quarter tonight, hearing from those of you who are here with us, with the board. Many of you have traveled great distances, and we really appreciate your obviously very deep commitment to this process to once again get on a plane and travel and make arrangements to be with us. What we want to do is open with comments from you all about any part of the latest document that I assume those of you here have seen and hopefully have had a chance to read over. Obviously, we'd want you to be as, you know, pointed as you can. If you have a general overview you want to make, that's fine. But if you want to say in Article 3, Section 4, this doesn't make sense, or have you considered that, or, you know, whatever you want to call to our attention, that we want to hear the stuff up front. And we'll take notes on it and keep track of it so that we're getting as much input as we can as we move through the deliberation. What we'll then do after your comments have been made, and we'd like people to be fairly brief. I think that, you know, everybody in the room right now has really been fairly deeply immersed, very immersed in the bylaws process. So probably we don't need a lot of long background speeches on some of these issues, on many of these issues. We just need to hear what your major concerns or worries or insights are. After your comments are done, then Rob will just say a few words, I think, about the you know, where we are in with the document. And then what we're going to do is begin the process tonight and then move through tomorrow and move through Sunday of looking at, hopefully, starting with the big issues first, the big issues that we haven't dealt with yet. There are a few. The big issues that remain complicated or controversial, and try to get through those first and then go to the less controversial issues. And while the document is long, a lot of it is kind of just standard operating procedure for bylaws. So hopefully those are less controversial. I underscore hopefully because I also know the world we live in here, and almost everything has many different points of view on it. So that's the way we're going to move through this. We aim to get through the whole document, the whole set of bylaws, by the end of this weekend. That is our very urgent need to do that. We need everybody's cooperation. We, as I said, we're going to start with people speaking, which means that throughout the weekend there will be a more limited approach to people who are not on the board speaking than there have been at some of the other meetings. I'm not saying there will never be an opportunity, but we need your help to allow this interim board to do the work that it hasn't, you know, been able to do yet. And, you know, we'll go with that. People who want to sign up to speak in this first session, there's a sign-up sheet here, or we can circulate it or whatever. So, again, this is a working weekend. Now, let me just say, remind people about schedule also. We can go until about 9:30 tonight. I think that's probably about realistic in terms of people's energy levels. Tomorrow, we really need to start at 9 a.m. sharp, because we need to be out of the room at 5, because they have an evening activity that they need to clear us out for and tear down the room and then put it back together for us for the Sunday morning. So in order to really maximize what we get out of tomorrow, we're really going to start at 9 a.m. sharp. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember what time the lunch break will be, but there will be a lunch break. We want to try and do the lunch break for about 45 minutes. And the lunch will be served by buffet right outside. Before we break tonight, I want to talk to people about the meals and what, you know, how that's all going to work for everybody, not only for the board, but for everybody who's here. Sunday, again, we'll start at 9 in the morning, and we're going to aim to end around 3 because people have airplanes to catch and, you know, lives to get back to, some people. Right. So that's our schedule. So I think that's probably enough kind of introductory things. I don't know if the webcast is on yet. I think they're still fiddling with things and trying to make it happen. When it happens, they'll let us know, and we'll welcome the webcast listeners. Okay. So, can we begin? There's a mic up here, which actually I think maybe can be moved. If we could have one of... Odie, can you maybe help us? Maybe move the mic like right behind this screen, which is throwing this very interesting light in my eyes. It's just one of the demands that...
Would you like to turn that off until...
Whatever.
Debbie, could you turn off the projector just while we're talking about this stuff? Or just turn off the light on it?
Okay. Okay, so when people speak, if people could just identify where they're from, you know who they are and where they're from. And again, call our attention. Now, first of all, I also want to make sure, does everybody on the board have the copy of the draft, the document that Rob put together? And let me actually also say thank you to Rob and Debbie Campbell, and I think Leslie Radford did a lot of work. And
yes,
I don't.
Leslie Radford is here, too.
Yeah. And Debbie Campbell from Houston and Rob to put this together. It really helps us. This is a tremendous help in moving this whole process along. So thank you for that. So does everybody on the board have a copy, a hard copy of it, printout? And there are some other copies here. Does anybody in the audience need some copies? Maybe somebody, Rabia, maybe you could just take them and give them out to the people who need them. Okay, if people just stay seated, hold your hand up, she'll try and get them to everybody. I don't know if we have enough copies to everybody, you may have to share, but I think we will have enough. There also are some copies of the old grid, the grid that we used in at our last two meetings to get through. So if anybody needs a copy of that, again, first on the board, if anybody needs a copy of the grid, in case they maybe did a lot of work, but who knows if they did it accurately. but we may need to refer to the grid, so we have copies of that here, too, if anybody needs that. No, I'm sorry. I'm just losing my mind. Okay. So, again, if people can... get the copies and take a seat. We can start. And Paul Servell is first. We have Paul, Jim Curtis, and then Jane Jackson. I'll call, people three at a time. And again, I really want to encourage the board members to try and take notes on what you're hearing so that we don't lose these insights and the concerns that we're about to hear. Okay, thanks. Okay, is the floor mic on?
I don't know where the grid's.
Try it again. Talk.
We'll do it later.
Speak, Paul. Just keep speaking. No, can we
keep
talking? Keep talking. Keep hooking. Can we get the floor mic, Odie, John? The floor mic.
People of the state of Texas.
Okay, there you go.
So I'm Paul Servell. I'm from the WBAI listening area. And I'm here to convey a message from 520 WBAI listeners and staff, who have signed our petition, a petition which calls for three principles to be upheld in the Pacifica bylaws. And those principles are that, number one, that the bylaws contain a provision which mandates that at least 50% of local board members be people of color, at least 50% of local board members be women. Number two, that local station board members be elected by people who have shown a commitment to the Pacifica mission as listener donors, listener volunteers, and station staff. And third, we believe that the listener donors and volunteers should vote together as a unified membership, and they should not be divided into separate categories according to racial, ethnic, or other identity criteria, and they should not be required to vote for separate candidates according to those criteria.
Okay, folks. I also
would like to convey to you the information that two straw polls were taken at the WBAI Bylaws Revision Subcommittee. One, what day is today? Friday? One this Tuesday, and one the prior Tuesday. The first vote was taken. The results were 15-4 with one abstention to support the KPFA model. The second vote was taken this Tuesday. The vote was 29-10 with two abstentions to support the KPFA model. And it should be noted that both straw polls were taken without prior notice given. I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
One question.
Yes.
To support the KPFA model, the KPFA model is a huge document. Are you talking about the KPFA elections procedure?
The language of the straw poll was limited to the phrase the KPFA model. And that's as far as it went. It didn't specify the bylaws revision proposal or the model that has actually been carried out in practice.
Actually, this is Wella Forrest. I participated in that meeting, and I believe the spirit, if not some of the language, specifically referred to the election procedure. At least it prioritized that anyway.
The document says.
Okay, I think everybody on the board was given a copy of a document from, you know, reflecting what you just said also. So, great.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Paul. Okay, next is Jim Curtis.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm from that KPFA listener area. I had a thought on some details in the bylaws. On page 8, which is about nomination of directors, where it mentions affiliate directors.
Is that even agreed?
No. There's a recommendation that appears also under C as at-large directors. And I'm suggesting that maybe we shouldn't propose having at-large directors at this time and consider the affiliate question later when we revise the bylaws so the affiliates can figure out what they would want themselves. And because we've had trouble having large directors before. And then also, well, the California Corporations Code also wants a specific number of directors and a minimum and a maximum, and at large doesn't fit that either. And so I think it would be wiser to sidestep this question for the moment and wait for we do a revision of the bylaws to work on that. The other thing is on page 11, Article 7, committees. There's standing committees, and there's not much detail or recommendations or suggestions in any of this. And I know that the model from my area and the one from the Los Angeles area had committees in it that were program committees and financial oversight committees. And I think that having some of these committees in the bylaws just in this point would help give an integrated responsibility shown by the in the structure for the station. I mean, for the whole thing, actually. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Jane Jackson is next. Followed by Donna McWaters and then Susan Silva. Charles, hi. That's all right, we're not on the air.
Good evening. I'm Jane Jackson from KPFA listening area.
Louder.
I'm Jane Jackson from the KPFA listening area. And number one, I don't have, as a member of the bylaws committee, I have no comments yet because I've just received the document. I'm here primarily because doctor's orders would not allow me to make a round-trip flight with only 2 days' rest. This hotel has donated 2 nights to me and 2 staff people from the local radio station have offered to pick up the tab for the other 2 nights. I'm not a very good beggar, but there's something wrong with that, and so I would hope that you would all figure out how that doesn't happen and that these two generous individuals are supported and I'll be back later to talk about the issues of the bylaws. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jane. Donna McWaters and Susan DeSilva, and then one, two.
I am Donna McWaters. I'm from here, KPFT, a listener, sponsor, and volunteer on the Bylaws Subcommittee. I'm very, very thrilled that we are going to a membership that can elect the governance boards of this organization. But the compilation bylaws that were distributed don't go far enough. Article 3, Section 2, rights of members of the foundation. We need the right to approve bylaw amendments, at least as was previously proposed by KPFA, the ones that affect our membership. As it stands right now, the less than 150 people who will be on governing boards will have the power to decide whether or not members can vote on a bylaw change. The same statement holds, in my opinion, for the acquisition or disposition of major assets, which could easily be defined as any asset worth more than $500,000, for instance, which is what the KPFT Bylaws Subcommittee settled upon. It should not be left to the decision of 150 members of the foundation whether or not such a major thing as a station sale can be done. And my personal opinion is that it's silly to restrict on-air staff from the national board. It looks like they will be 25% of the local boards. Those local boards will elect members to be on the national board. If an on-air person happens to be one of the minority of that board who is elected, then so what? I don't think they're going to destroy the foundation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Susan.
Hi, I'm Susan DeSilva, Chair of the Board at KPFA. I have just a couple of comments. I'll try not to repeat anything anyone else said. The purposes in Article 1, where it says how the corporation is incorporated, I think are very good and stay what we're about very well. And then later, there's the preamble that was brought in by the WBAI, which also is a lot of good stuff that we all believe in, but I don't think we need it here. I don't think it belongs in the bylaws. I have a cold, so I pardon my voice. I think it feels like a litmus test for who can be involved with KPFA, and it's scary to me. And I read something by Lynn Geary about this, and I guess she's not here, but I wish she would talk on it because she said it very eloquently why this shouldn't be in here, even if it is exactly what we believe in, it maybe should be somewhere else but not in the bylaws. And the only other thing I want to say is I think it's in Article 3 about staff members or non-management. I think it's a really small thing. Management is such a small percentage of the staff. And for everyone else, the listeners, everybody, to be a member, but not the management of the corporation, I don't see that management should be excluded. This isn't a for-profit thing. This is a nonprofit. We're all here because we love Pacifica and we love the radio. And I think that just as a matter of course, management should be treated equally. Thank you.
Question.
Susan and Dave Ferdig. So are you suggesting that management should, let's say, assuming that there would be separate elections for staff members to the boards, were you saying that management should be allowed to participate in that in terms of voting and in terms of running for board seats?
Well, at least in terms of voting. It seems that at least in terms of voting, if they're excluded as candidates, I don't have quite as big a problem with that. But it's kind of like saying they're non-people if they don't get to even vote.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next person is Mutu, and then Mary, and then Patty.
I'm going to give my place to Bob Letterer.
Okay.
My name is Bob Letterer. I'm a member of the staff at WBAI in New York, and I want to address several points in the bylaws. I'm a member of the WBAI Unity Caucus, which, as I think everyone on the board knows by now, has been advocating for several months a model in which constituencies of people who have been historically and currently marginalized by society and have not always been represented within the ranks of Pacifica would have guaranteed seats at the table of policymaking throughout the network. And I'm not going to repeat the presentations that we've made in the past. I know you're all familiar with the concepts. But what I want to draw to your attention is where we're at this stage in the process, which is a particular proposal, which we've emailed to you all, but in case you haven't seen it, we'll be handing it out tomorrow, for permitting autonomy by each of the five outgoing local advisory boards to work within a very narrow set of guidelines by the national board to design a local board process to be of seats and procedures for elections such that a broad range of these constituencies, which this board through straw polls has agreed should be represented in some fashion on the board to make sure that that happens in a fair and equitable way. So to that end, we are supporting a somewhat expanded version of Article 4, Section 3 about the size and composition of local boards. We applaud the latest proposal in the consolidated bylaws for allowing local boards to go higher than 24 if they think that that's necessary to fully represent the signal area. We think that's something that the national board would want to